Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. Solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Heather, who says, I became a stay-at-home mom a year ago when my second child was born, and I'm struggling with a permissive husband and mother making me look like the bad guy. I've been anti-screens since my 2.5-year-old was born, and I see how much more regulated his behavior is on the days when he doesn't watch any TV. My mom watches my kids for an hour and a half while I go to teach a class, and it's become TV and iPad time, which I don't particularly like. She knows this, but she says she has to get things done. When I get back and say, let's take a break, my mother will say, Mommy says no more TV. Well, I'd prefer she just say, okay, we're all done. Let's go do X. I'm having a similar battle with my husband over too much TV and with things like sweets as well. Am I just being a control freak? I think I really do have my kids' best interest in mind and they shouldn't throw me under the bus. Help! Okay, Heather, I think that there are actually two issues here, and we'll talk about each one of them. One is the screens and the sweets and how much is okay and being and not being on the same page with the other people who take care of your kids. And the other one is what I like to call the good time Charlie syndrome. We'll get to that. With your mom, this reminds me of our in-laws episode, which just came out last week. You can say that this is important to you. You can have a calm conversation about it. You can word your request positively. And I think you can even send your mom one well-researched article explaining why screen time is not the best choice for young kids. But then, especially if you're not paying her and she's watching your kids for free, you kind of have to let it be. Now, some screen time is fine. I think the problem that you're expressing is also that when it's time to stop, that she's saying, well, I'd let you keep watching, but it's just that your mother, who's no fun, won't let you. I mean, that's not what she's saying, but that's what she's implying, and it's coming across. She's not doing that to irk you, but I understand that it does irk you. I think, again, you can word this positively and don't make it about, like, don't talk about me like that. You can word it more like, look, we want our kids to be excited about reading, which they are, and we want to present that as now we get to do this fun thing. Isn't this wonderful? And you can always put things in place, again, as helpful suggestions, as positively worded requests, like I know that my mother-in-law watches my nephew a couple days a week, and his mom brought over kinetic sand for him to play with. And when my mother-in-law needs some time to do, you know, anything else besides watch a three-year-old, she can put him in his sort of booster seat and let him use the kinetic sand. It's not particularly messy as long as he himself is contained while he's playing with it. And she tells me he will play with that very happily for an hour. So you might be able to come up with a thing or two like that that only happens at grandma's house too, that are very exciting to your 2.5-year-old. And that might make the default screen setting a little bit less appealing, even to your mom, who will love to see her grandchild having fun. With your partner, I think this is a little bit more complicated because it's going on more often in your house. I am with you. It's kind of not fair that when it's your spouse's turn if it's like everybody in soggy diapers and the TV's on the whole time, and then you're in charge again. And not only do you have to do the bath, the dinner, and on and the reading the books and all the things that aren't you checked out because they're watching screens, on top of it, you're being given the role of like, oh, here comes the one. It's going to make us do stuff we don't want, like read a book. That really isn't fair. I think, yes, it's a cheap win to get your kids to be quiet by giving them candy and giving them screens. And, you know, our partners kind of know that when they let that happen. And we know it when we do it ourselves. But it's not fair to also make the partner who is saying we need to do something else now the bad guy for saying that. He shouldn't cement his relationship with your kids, in other words, by making you the queen of no fun. Again, I think you can explain that to him. He might not realize that these offhanded comments, which are funny, which are no big deal, are bothering you like they are. And I think you can also explain to him that, you know, there are times when you need to run, take a shower too, and you don't want to have no Paw Patrol time available because it was all used up when he was with the kids. You said your goal is no screens at all for your 2.5-year-old. I mean, as I know you are finding out, that's a lot harder once number two comes along. I think it's admirable to keep it to a minimum. And I think to wrap up, you can positively word it. You can give them options. You can have special things that only happen at Nana's house. And then you kind of have to let go that some of those screens might happen when they're in charge. But I think you can ask nicely and push back on the messaging that those are a lot more fun than anything you have to offer. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.